Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability on SSET to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But as always, I'm asking all listeners, especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with us as we go through the Word of God on tonight. I will be delivering the message on tonight. I will be doing part two of the same message from this past Saturday. And tonight's message, again, is part two. It's titled, What Happens When We Come Together in Love and Unity? And it will be various scriptures, so it's important that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we go through the Word of God on tonight, dealing with this message. Again, the topic for tonight is part two. I was not able to conclude or finish it from Saturday night, but we will do it on tonight. So it's important to know what happens when we come together in love and unity. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again to give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of them, but we don't deserve them either. But we are so grateful for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father, on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are, so we don't have to send you anywhere because you are already there. So we ask that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies. And especially those, Heavenly Father, that are dealing with mental illness and mental challenges on tonight. For we know that you're still working miracles. You are still delivering your people, because we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also pray and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would comfort and strengthen every heart that are mourning the loss of a loved one on tonight. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your loving arms wrapping around them. that they can be reassured that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Comfort and strengthen their hearts, Heavenly Father, as only you can. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will help us to decrease on tonight. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me. For I know that it's not about me, but it's about you. It's about your word going forth with power, that people's hearts and minds can be changed and transformed, that they will be able to walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for you. Your glory is our prayer on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, detention centers, and jails, Heavenly Father. Every last one of them, Heavenly Father, whether they are guilty or innocent, it's our prayer that you will move by your spirit as you send your vessels into those different environments, that they would hear a word, Heavenly Father, they would change their hearts and prick their hearts and minds, that they would surrender and give their life to Jesus Christ. And not only them that are incarcerated, but for all those that are listening, Heavenly Father, that are not saved in your Son Jesus Christ's name on tonight, it's our prayer that something will be said on tonight that would touch their hearts and minds, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, because we know that it is not your desire that any souls be lost. So it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit on tonight, that souls will be saved through this ministry, through this broadcast, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way in every life of every doer of your word over this worldwide platform, not only over this worldwide platform, but all over the world. Heavenly Father, for those that may not be listening on tonight, but they are faithful doers of your word. They are truly being assets to the kingdom of God. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that you will continue to strengthen them in their faith, their most holy faith, that you will be able to continue to walk in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that your word will be received on tonight, that the listeners will know that it's not about me and it's not me, but I'm only saying what you give me to say. But we have everything that we need to back it up with your word so that they would know that it's not me, but it's you speaking through me. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tonight, that your word would not go out void, but it will accomplish everything that you set out for it to do, even on tonight, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And Father, we also continue to lift up our president and world leaders all over the land, that they will all come together in unity, love, and peace, and sincerity, and do what's right for all people all over the land, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the listeners, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry, that it will be everything that you have called for it and anointed for it to be for such a time as this, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the faithfulness of God is greater than any sin. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the faithfulness of God is greater than any sin. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have one announcement for tonight. Especially for those of you that may be in the Detroit, Michigan area, or if you're in the Indiana or Ohio area, and you will be in the Michigan area on June 23rd, the Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar. And this Suicide Prevention Seminar will be taking place on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon, and the address is 8651 Mount Elliott. Again, the address is 8651 Mount Elliott, and that's in Detroit, Michigan, on the east side. The zip code is 48211. Lunch will be provided. If you need more information regarding this upcoming suicide prevention seminar, you can call area code 248-996-9895, and you can ask for Sharon Ford. Or if you need more information, you can go to spiritualcareofsouthfield.org. So those, that is my announcement for tonight. I pray that, again, that these listeners, that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God on tonight, because we're going to conclude this part two message. I had so much information, I was not able to finish it all on this past Saturday, but the Lord made a way. My original guest that was scheduled for tonight had to reschedule, and so this gave me the opportunity to be able to conclude with part two of this topic for tonight. It's a much-needed topic that we need to discuss and talk about, and a lot of Christians and a lot of pastors and churches really do not like to talk about this issue, but we need to talk about it. Being children of God, if we're going to come together and fulfill our God purpose individually and then as a corporate body of believers, we must come together in unity and in love. So again, tonight's message is part two. Again, the topic is what happens when we come together in love and unity. So right now, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God on tonight. But I'm going to go to my music break. And following the music break, we're going to go right into the Word of God on tonight. And I pray that someone is going to be blessed by this word. And I pray, again, that everyone will receive this word. And I pray that you don't take it lightly or for granted or to think that I'm making up things, but to know that it's God speaking through me, that we can all come together in love. Enjoy the music break.
In my life and is my portion forever. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to want for nothing. God is everything that I need. I need somebody in here that believes that God can be everything that you don't have to ask no questions about it. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to worry. You stress out for no reason, but I come to tell you that God is the strength of my life and my portion forever. Come on, put your hands together. Come on.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. God is the strength of my life, my portion forever. I pray that someone has been blessed by that musical selection on tonight. Somebody needed to hear that and know that God is our strength and our portion forever. Well, we're getting ready to go into the Word on tonight. Again, we're going to complete part two. Again, the title is What Happens When We Come Together in Unity and Love. We cannot do that if we are being divided by the enemy. When we allow the enemy to step in and we start hating on one another, we start getting jealous or envious of one another's gifts and talents or positions in life, that is not of God, that is of the enemy. So I'm going to go back to the first question that I asked on last Saturday pertaining to this subject. And the question that I asked, why? Not all, but why do some Christians want what God has blessed others with today? When Christians do this, what are they saying to God? What they really are saying, whether they know it or not, they are really telling God that you made a mistake by blessing someone else before you blessed me. You gave them what I've been praying for all these years. You turned around and blessed them with what I've been praying for. And so you gave that blessing to the wrong person. So that's what you're more or less saying to God. When you become envious or jealous or you hate on your sister or brother in Christ, when God blesses them before you see your blessing, maybe the same thing materialize in your life. And maybe that's the reason why you're not receiving the blessings that you were praying for, is because of your attitude, your enviousness, your jealousy. You're hating on your sisters and brothers, and God did not bless that. So what you're actually doing, you become a liability to the kingdom of God. And we looked at the scripture, and I pray that you have your Bibles If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Exodus, chapter number 20. We're going to look at verse number 17, and we're going to go further into this message on tonight. But I just want to recap a little bit about what we talked about on this past Saturday pertaining to this topic or this message. Again, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17. Now we'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And this is what it says to us. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, which would mean a donkey, or anything that is thy neighbor's. So when you pray and ask God to bless you with something, he knows exactly when to bless you. He knows when we are ready to receive the blessing. But he cannot and he will not bless us when he see and know that our hearts are not right, our attitudes and our motives are wrong. When we see God blesses our sisters and brothers before we receive our blessing. And this even goes back to even some churches, some pastors, some bishops, some evangelists, this even and choir members and people on praise teams to the body of Christ. It is so much of this going on today, and I see it all the time. And I know that you, the listeners, some of you may see it as well in some of the churches that you deal with. And again, this do not pertain to all churches. It do not pertain to all Christians. But if this fits you, then you need to pray and ask the Lord to remove those stumbling blocks out of your way so that when you see your sister or brother in Christ being blessed before you receive your blessing, what God wants us to do and how he honors us is when we see our sister or brother being blessed before we receive our blessing, when he sees that we have the right attitude toward their blessing and we can celebrate their blessing, and we can celebrate what God is doing in their lives, then that will open the door for God to open the door to bless us. But that stops us from receiving our blessings when we have the wrong attitude toward our sister or brother or ministries when God is blessing them before we receive our blessing. So that was how we more or less started off this message on this past Saturday. But it was so much information, I was not able to finish it on this past Saturday. So we're going to conclude with it on tonight. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens open and ready so that we can follow along together and receive this message in love. And I pray that this message is received in love, because really we need to realize, children of God, my sisters and brothers in Christ, we need to realize that when a brother or sister in Christ become envious or jealous or hate on their sister and brother in Christ when God blesses them, it is nothing but a trick of the enemy. And for those of us that are truly being doers of God's word, we see our fellow brother or sister in Christ become envious or jealous when God blesses someone else in the body of Christ, then it's our job to pray for them, because we need to turn around and look behind or beyond the person and realize that it's nobody but the enemy working through that individual. Because the enemy, he's still on his job. He's still doing what he does. He still comes to kill, steal, and destroy ministries, families, marriages, communities, churches, even nations. So he's doing what he do, but he has limited power. So the almighty power, all awesome power, is in God's hand. So I thank God that he is not like man, and he searches our hearts. He know if you have you or I, that includes myself, if any of us that say we are doers of God's word and we're trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God, he knows if we have hidden motives or agendas. He knows if we are truly are happy for our sister or brother that the Lord is blessing or ministry. And he knows if we have hate or animosity in our hearts because they received their blessing before we received ours. It even goes to the point of even in our families, someone in the family, the Lord may bless them with a new car. And you may have been out there catching the bus or walking in the heat and in the snow and in the rain. And you've been praying all these years for a vehicle, but God has not opened that door for you to receive that vehicle. So in the meantime, you turn around and you see your sister in Christ or your brother in Christ get blessed with a new car, and then all of a sudden your attitude changes toward them. So again, that goes back to a trick of the enemy. It don't take much. So the enemy would use any device, he would use anybody He don't care. He would even use a pastor to get jealous of another pastor. He would use churches to get jealous of other churches because of their ministry is growing. Why is their ministry growing and yours is not? Well, either you, the head of over that ministry, or you being a member in that ministry, if your heart is not right, God sees that and he knows it. And so he will not bless any pastor, any church, any ministry, or any individual when our hearts are not right. So we must have the love of God in our hearts to be happy and to celebrate our sister and brother in love and in Christ when they receive their blessing. Again, it may be the same thing that we've been praying for all these years, but they happen to get theirs first. So again, God knows when we are ready to receive the blessing, and he knows when we're not ready. So I thank God that he is not like man. See, man, sometimes he may see our faults, and he would turn around and still give you something that he knows that you don't deserve so that he have something to hold over your head. Every time you get out of line or don't do something that he or she likes, then you're going to throw that right in your face. But God is not like that. I am so glad that God is not like man. God searches the heart. Man looks at the outer appearance. He can only see so far, but God searches the heart. Aren't you glad that God searches the heart and he is not like man? So as we move forward into tonight's lesson, part two, it goes back to some Christians are envious and jealous of others, and that should not be. That is not of God. When we are truly, fully committed and faithful to God and the church that we are a part of, we should be celebrating each other when God blesses our sister and brother in Christ. I pray that you have your Bibles. Please turn to, I'm not going to go into this scripture. These are scriptures that I'm going to give you to write down so you can read them in your leisure time. I did go over them on last Saturday, but I do have other scriptures for tonight. Lesson part two, but take these scriptures down. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. Then the book of James chapter 22, verse number 25. Also in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61. So some of these verses, and also while you're writing down these scriptures, please write down the book of Job, chapter 35, verse 11 through 13. And then finally, Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 11 through 17. And then verse number 21. Again, Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 11 through 17. And then verse 21. I pray that you, when you have the time to go over those scriptures, read what God is saying to his people in his word pertaining to when we get out of line and we allow the enemy to get in our flesh. And again, it goes back to sometimes it's not the enemy, sometimes it's us. We just want to be mad or be jealous or envious because somebody has received their blessing before us. But sometimes it is an enemy. He will put things in our minds, and it's all up to us if we act on them or not. So some things are, we can blame on the enemy, the devil, but not everything. Some things is just us. We just need to be honest with ourselves because God already knows. Again, God do not want his children to be jealous or envious of one another. That is not of God. That is not love. And that's why some people are not being blessed today. Jealousy and envy. Again, if you have your Bibles, in this one particular verse in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 says, and again, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bone. Now, that's what God's word says pertaining to jealousy and envy. Now, that's God speaking to us, his people. So that lets us know that God hates envy. He hates jealousy. He hates pride. And while we're talking about pride, and sometimes that's why some people are not blessed because they let their pride get in the way. They think they're better than other Christians because they think they have been gifted with such unique gifts and talents, and nobody can do it better than them. But then they allow their pride to get in the way. Also in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 10, talking about pride, pride always comes before the fall. Only pride cometh contention. Only by pride cometh contention. But with the well advised is wisdom. See, you get contention, you get jealousy and envy comes into play when pride rears up its ugly head and we allow it to, and we don't try to do anything about it to stop it. So God do not like envy, jealousy, hate, or pride. So when we see that these things are ramming up in our spirits, it's high time for us to be truly about our Heavenly Father's business as body, as the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King. If you want to be a true asset to the kingdom of God and you see your brother or sister get blessed, pray for them that God will continue to bless them and be happy for them with a sincere heart. Do not allow their blessing to become a liability to stop your blessing. Again, pride. God do not like pride. God knows when we are ready to receive what we have been praying for. And that is another reason why some people have not received their blessings that they have been praying for so long for. They have not received them yet. Why? Because God, again, he's not like man. He searches each and every one of our hearts. There's some things that I've been praying for years, and I have not received them yet. But God is a promise keeper. He is faithful, and he still watches over his word to perform it even today, so that when we are blessed by God, we can turn around and let the world know that it was God who blessed us. So sometimes we take God for granted. We take the blessings of God for granted. And we take even our sisters and brothers for granted. And sometimes we get so puffed up and so jealous and envious of another Christian or a sister or brother in Christ, and then we wonder why God don't bless us. As Christians, we should, again, be showing sincere happiness for those whom God blesses for us. We cannot draw those that are not saved, those that are still spiritually blind. We cannot draw them to Jesus Christ to become saved in his name. Why? Because they are looking at us. They see that you say that you are saved in Jesus' name and you love the Lord with all your heart, but they hear you talk about your brother or your sister in Christ when the Lord blessed them. They look at your attitude. They look at my attitude, and they see if it's negative, and they know if it's negative or not. And so how can we turn around and tell someone else to be saved in Jesus' name when we don't have our act together? And we can turn around and be the reason why someone do not give their life to Jesus Christ, or someone is in the body of Christ, but they're weak in their faith, and they may be have doubt or fears in their hearts, and we can be the one that calls them to scatter and leave God's flock because of our negative attitudes, because we are not doing what God told us to do. When he said that when we come together in love and unity, we get more accomplished kingdom of God and for God's glory when we are being about our Heavenly Father's business, when we are happy for our sister and our brother in Christ, when God blesses them. We should be doing just that. And so we give the enemy more fuel to work with and throw his fiery darts at us when we are jealous and envious of one another because someone received a blessing and you did not receive yours yet. So in order for those that are still spiritually blind, in order for them to be saved, we must walk upright. We must do what God's word tells us to do, to love one another, even as they receive blessings and we are still waiting on ours. And we must stop allowing our flesh of envy and jealousy and hate to rule our hearts and our minds. Therefore, that way, when we do that, we can truly celebrate our sisters and brothers in Christ when God blesses them. Jesus loves you. He loves me. when we all come together on one accord, individually and then as a corporate body of believers, and in unity of faith as believers and followers, and not only believers and followers, but doers of God's word, without hidden motives or agendas, but all to the glory of God. I hope you have your Bible still open. Please turn to St. John chapter 13, and we're going to see what the word of God has to say about this love that we should have one toward another. Again, that's St. John, King James Version of the Bible, St. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. In verse 34, it says unto us, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." See, that's very important. That's very deep. God blesses us. He grants us our heart's desires when we have and show genuine love toward one another. When we come into the unity of faith and in love and in harmony and peace with one another, then God gets glory out of that. He gets glory out of when we see our sisters and brothers being blessed before we get our blessing. And that's what it's all about. Can we celebrate? Can you celebrate your sister or your brother when they receive their blessing? And that is the reason why some churches are failing today. Some ministries are failing today. Marriages are falling apart. Families are falling apart. Communities and nations are falling apart today. Why? Because of envy and jealousy and hate. And some of it all ties in because of someone has received a blessing before you receive yours. And that, it goes back to, again, I'm so glad that God is not like man. He is searching our hearts. He searches your heart and minds. He knows when we are saying to our sister or brother that the Lord has blessed, he knows that we can say something with our mouth, but our hearts is sin, and our hearts and minds are sin, the total opposite. That's what I like about God. He searches the heart. He knows that you might be saying it with your mouth that you're happy for your sister or brother, but he knows deep down on the inside in your heart, you are so envious, you are so jealous, you are hating on that brother or sister, and you don't really mean what you're saying. But you need to know that even in that, we're going to give an account to God, because our hearts and minds have to be right in order to receive the blessings of the Lord. God do not reside, he do not deal in mess or confusion. God is one that everything has to be done decently and in order. And as those of us who are in the body of Christ, as the believers of God's word and faithful doers of God's word, where there's unity, there's strength. And when we come together in love, the love of God, true love, when we have that type of love toward one another, when we see our sister or brother get blessed, then God will open the floodgates and he can send down your blessing. He can send it down right now. But he's not going to send you your blessing, your heart desire, or your request, even in prayer, if he knows that your motives are not right. If he knows that your heart is not right, he is not going to bless you. He will hold that blessing until you get it right with yourself, with him, and your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ. For such a time as this, and as we see the handwriting on the wall, Jesus Christ is soon to come again. It is time out for hating on one another. It is time out for pastors. It is time out for churches. It is time out for different ministries holding and having different cliques within the body of Christ, within the church, and even not only within the four walls of the church. We even get so bold and brazen that we get on Facebook and all these other social internets, and we start blasting down talking other ministries and other pastors. And don't you know that God sees this, and this type of attitude and these type of actions and motives are not of God? Again, it's a trick of the enemy. Also, again, it's not always the enemy. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's me. I'm not exempt. Sometimes my flesh can get in the way too. But that's why we have to constantly ask God to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that he can purify us, so that our motives can be right, so he can change our attitudes and our minds and hearts can be transformed so that when our sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed for us, then we can appreciate and celebrate them when God blesses them. So that's what happens when we come together in love and in unity. And that's what it's all about. That's what God is all about. God is love. The word of God tells us God is love. And Jesus Christ loved mankind so much. Aren't you glad that Jesus loved God, the Father, so much, and then he turned around and he loved mankind, you and I, so much, that he came down from heaven. He came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby. And he died. He suffered before he died. He was humiliated. He was criticized, bruised, and battered. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was he went through so much that no human being should ever have to go through. But he did it all because of love, the love for God and the love for mankind. So I thank God for that type of love that Jesus has for us, even today, even when we are not right, even when we turn around and sometimes become liabilities to the body of Christ and to the kingdom of God. God wants us to know that we can get it right, and we can always get it right when we go to God in prayer with a sincere heart and ask the Lord to forgive us and to put us on the right track and help us to change our hearts and attitude toward our sisters and brothers when they are being blessed before we receive our blessings. So we, as Christians today, we must truly be about our Heavenly Father's business and in upbuilding of God's kingdom. When we are about our Heavenly Father's business and not our own, then God will truly step in, and then we can see the hand of God moving in our lives, and we can see doors opening, and we can see the prayers being answered. The desires of our hearts would be granted to us when we get out of that negative attitude and that that mindset of God loves somebody more than me. He blessed this person with this type of talent or that type of gift, and I can do the same thing, but they are getting all of their promotions and they're getting all the different invitations to come and sing or to come and speak or come and preach all over the country in different parts of the United States, but I'm just stagnant, and I'm just still here, sitting here wondering and waiting on my blessing, wondering why I am not being blessed. And it all goes back to, and again, this do not apply to every Christian. This do not apply to every church, but I do hope it is being received in love, so I can only give it to you as God gives it to me. So that's why we have to have the scriptures to back up what we say. So we know that it's not of me that is speaking this, but it's of God, so that we can come together as a corporate body of believers and also as individuals, fulfilling our God purposes with a full and a sincere heart, and that we can do it in love and humility. And we know that it is not out of animosity, it's not out of envy, jealousy, or hate, because God, he do not forget. He knows who to bless, and he knows just when to bless us. So you don't want to stand before God in the day of judgment with a heart that has hate in it because you thought that God forgot about you and he blessed us, he blessed someone before you received your blessing. Again, he knows when to bless us. And sometimes some people will never get the blessings that they have been praying for because their heart is not right. It's a heart issue. The heart. We must search our hearts, and then we must get in the Word of God and ask the Lord to help us and show us in the Scriptures where we are wrong, where we are weak, and where our faith is weak, so that he can build us up in our most holy faith, so that we can turn around and be an asset to the kingdom of God when we turn around and see God blessing our sisters and brothers in Christ, and yet we are still waiting on our blessing to manifest in the natural, so that we can give God the glory just like our sisters and brothers in Christ are doing. So God is faithful. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints even today. So God is not pleased with anyone, that includes me, if I'm jealous of my sister or brother in Christ or my family member or my neighbor and God is blessing them with their new homes or their new cars and the new churches and new ministries and the different ministries are growing, and then We wonder why some ministries are not growing, they're stagnant, and they're losing members. Just as fast as they come in, they turn around and leave and never come back, and we wonder why. Because, again, it goes down to people are watching us, especially those that are spiritually blind and not saved in Jesus' name. We cannot ask them to come and be saved in Jesus' name. And we know that our hearts are not right, and they know it too. They see you. They hear you talking about your pastor. They hear you talking about your bishop. They hear you talking about the evangelist. They hear you talking about your family member or your neighbor that the Lord blessed, and they know it's all negative. And they wonder, well, how can you say you love God and you love your sister and brother in Christ, but you are jealous of them because God blessed them? That is not of God. You are truly being a liability to the kingdom of God. So we can turn that around and become assets and be faithful doers of God's word. When we truly become faithful and committed to being a doer of God's word, and we're doing it in love and in unity and in peace, one toward another. And most of all, when we see God moving and blessing others before us, we can celebrate them. We can be truly happy for them that God is blessing them, because we know that the same God, he has no respect of persons. Just like he blessed them, he can do the same thing for you and I. But we have to make sure that our motives and our hearts are right. Because, again, God is not like man. He's searching the heart. He sees. He knows. You cannot fool God at all. He's everywhere at the same time. So he's searching our hearts. Again, I am so grateful to God that he knows exactly when and how to bless his people. So the body of Christ, the people of God, children of God, on tonight, the topic for part two and the conclusion of this message was, what happens when we come together in love and unity? We can get a whole lot more done when we come together in love and in unity as the body of Christ. We can see the changes in the world. We can see changes in people and people's attitudes. When we come together as Christians, those that say they love God and they're born again and they love Jesus Christ, they're saved in his name. When the spiritually blind see us coming together on one accord in love and in unity toward one another, that's when we can turn around and draw the unsaved, those that are spiritually blind. That's when we can be effective and turn around and be assets to the kingdom of God and draw others to come to church with us so that they can too hear the word of God for themselves, and that God can touch their hearts even in the midst of a service, and he can change their hearts and minds, and they will be able to open their own mouths and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them so that they will be able to know and fulfill their own God purpose in the earth, so that when they see their fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, once they become our sisters and brothers in Christ, when they see fellow sisters and brothers in Christ being blessed, they can celebrate too. So that's what it's all about. God is love. God do not work in the midst of confusion. God do not work in the midst of chaos or division. When we purpose in our hearts or in our minds to tear up a church, to tear up a marriage or a family or even a nation or a community, God is not a part of that. So you can stop saying in your heart or in your mind that God knows my heart. Yes, he do. He know all of our hearts because he made us. He know all about us. He know more about us than we know about ourselves. So he knows, it goes back to he knows, when we are truly being honest, when we say we are happy for our sister or brother in Christ, when the Lord blessed them before we receive our blessing. And so that's what God wants. He wants us to come together and in love and in unity and in peace. And again, where there's unity, there is strength. We get more done when we are strengthened together as doers and believers of God's word. So we can stop blaming the devil about everything that he does. Again, he can only do so much. He can put things in our minds, but it's up to you and I to act on them. He can put it in our minds, but it's up to you and I to act on them. So it goes back to, we need to stop blaming everything on the devil. Sometimes it's our flesh. We want to get somebody told. We want to let other people know how mad we are because we thought God made a mistake and blessed somebody else before he blessed us. So that's what you're really saying, and it goes back to, that's what you're really saying to God when you are with that type of attitude and you see God blessing someone before you receive your blessing, you're more or less telling God that he made a mistake. And God makes no mistakes. So that's why I'm so glad that he's not like man. He's searching the heart just like he did back in the days of old. He's still searching hearts today. He changes not, and he has no respect of a person. And believe it or not, God wants to bless you. It's his desire to give us the desires of our hearts, to bless us. But he's not going to bless us if our hearts are not right, if our motives and intentions are not right. If they're not coming together in love and in unity and peace, God is not about that. So, again, he says that let everything be done decently and in order, even when it comes to celebrating our sister and brother in Christ when God blesses them. If you're not doing it in love, then God is not a part of that. And then you're wondering why your blessings are being held up. You are the reason why your blessings are being held up. Until you change your attitude toward God, and when you change your attitude toward your sister and brother in Christ, because they received their blessing before you received yours, when that changes, then you will see great things happening in your life. That way you can give God glory. And then you can be even more of a faithful doer of his word and not just a hearer only. So that's what we're talking about on tonight. When we come together, when the body of Christ come together in love and unity. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to someone, and I pray that it has been received by everyone on tonight in love, and know that we could do better. God wants us to do better. Why? Because we can. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we must remember that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, because we know that that is the enemy. He's coming again. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't care who it is. He don't care how he do it. But he needs a body to work through, just like the Lord. Again, the enemy has limited power. He would use anybody. He would use pastors against pastors. He uses family members against family members. He's still doing it today, just like he did with Cain and Abel back in the Old Testament. And he's still the same. He has not changed. He do not care. As long as he can get the body of Christ to be divided and not to come together in love and unity, which is of God, that is what his intention is. But we can stop that. We can block that in love and in unity when we are sincere about showing love to God and for God, and when we see God blessing our sisters and brothers in Christ. And when we do that, then we are continuously upbuilding the kingdom of God in the body of Christ. So, again, I pray that someone has been blessed by this word. And if this message is for you, please pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins and transform your mind so that you can have the mind of Christ, so that you can love and you can celebrate and appreciate your sisters and brothers in Christ when God blesses them. And that way, you too can turn around and receive the blessings that you have been praying for. Because God, again, he wants to give us the desires of our hearts, but you must be a doer of his word, and you must not have hidden motives or agendas, because God knows if we have hidden motives or agendas, and it all goes back to God is not like man. Man only looks at the outer appearance. He can only see so far. But God is searching. He is searching the hearts and minds of each and every last one of us, you and me, your pastor, your neighbor, your church, your ministry, your community, even our nation and country. God is searching the hearts of his people. So when you and I come together in love and unity, that's when we will see the blessings of the Lord manifest in each and every one of our lives. And why? Because God wants to get glory. And he gets glory out of when we turn around to be blessed by him and we share the good news and let the world know that God did this. And just like he did it for me, he's the same God. It goes back to he has no respect for a person. He changes not. And just like he blesses you and me, he can do the same thing for others. So I just thank God for this word on tonight. And again, I pray that it has been a blessing to someone and has been received in love on tonight. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Well, that's the message for tonight, and I'm going to close out in prayer as I always do, And I thank God for each listener that tunes in faithfully, even for every caller that I'm looking at the screen now, for all the callers that have called in. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I do not take you lightly because you could be doing other things, but God placed it in your heart to tune in and be blessed by this word on tonight, because somebody needed to hear this word, because somebody's going to be changed on tonight after hearing this word. They're going to have a new attitude. They're going to know how to love and celebrate and appreciate when God blesses their fellow sisters and brothers in Christ before they receive their blessings. And that way, their blessings will not be held up. I'm going to ask all listeners, if you will please pray with me. But before I do that, I do want to, again, do the scripture food for thought for tonight. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, the faithfulness of God is greater than any sin. And also for the announcement, the Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon. The address is 8651 Mount Elliott. That's on the east side of Detroit. Lunch will be provided. If you need more information, please call area code 248-996-9895 and ask for Sharon Ford. Or you can go to spiritualcareofsouthfield.org. Well, again, I pray that you have received the word on tonight and that it has been a blessing to you, and that if your heart is not right, that after hearing the word, that you will pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins, that he can change your heart, that you can truly love and celebrate your sister and brother in Christ when they receive their blessings before you receive yours. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. I pray that it has been received in love, Heavenly Father, that those that it is really affecting, and that those that know that their hearts are not right because of their attitudes is not right, it's my prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would touch their hearts, that they would seek you and ask for forgiveness of their sins, that their pride would change and would turn to love, that they would love and celebrate their sisters and brothers in Christ that receive blessing before theirs. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to move by your Spirit in the life of every listener, that you would grant them the desires of their hearts. And as I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your Spirit in every door of prisons, institutions, jails, and detention centers, Heavenly Father, that you would send a vessel into those and institutions that would speak a word into the lives of those people that are not saved, Heavenly Father, that you would be able to intervene, that they would hear your word and open their own mouths, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name. And even though they're incarcerated, that they will be able to fulfill their God purpose, they can be filled even behind prison bars. Heavenly Father, and those that are incarcerated unjustly, is our prayer, our hope, and desire that you would intervene, that the justice will prevail on their behalf so that they can be released, and they would turn around and give you the glory and let the world know that even though they were incarcerated falsely, that they were prison bars, and that they are now free and they're able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. And Father, especially those that are dealing with mental issues and mental illnesses on tonight, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just thank you for this worldwide ministry and platform. We thank you for every guest that comes forth sharing your good news. We pray, Lord, for every listener that you continue to move by your Spirit in their lives, that they can be doers of your word and be great assets to the kingdom of God, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give you glory, we give you honor and praise because of who you are. Heavenly Father, you are so worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. We ask that you will continue to have your way in every life, and that our faithful doers, not just hearers of your word on tonight, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, said amen. Well, on this coming Saturday, night after tomorrow night, will be Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be my guest on this coming Saturday night, the Word of God. So please tune in this coming Saturday and be blessed by the Word from the man of God in the person of Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Until the next time, be blessed of the Lord. Good night.